You're listening to the Mistress of None podcast with Erin Harkes.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Mistress of None. This is Erin Harkes. I am super professional today. I have a piece of gum in my mouth, and I just did my sound check by saying derp, derp, derp a few hundred times. So really feeling this one today. I am very excited about this. Oh, I say that every time, don't I? Am I boring? Are you bored yet? I'm bored. I need some sleep. I say that too. This episode, this is my youngest guest. So that's pretty cool, I think. Her name is Ellie, not to be confused with my precious niece, who is not ready to be interviewed yet. She's just not ready for the public eye, and you guys don't deserve her. But this Ellie Friday Homan, she is the love child of the Super 400 gang, Kenny and Lori. And she's poised to take on the world. And I feel lucky that I've been able to spend some time with her and work with her. And I was talking to her mom a while back about all the things that she was into. And she said that she was really interested in comedy. And so we decided to see if she wanted to try stand up. And she does. And I've been kind of coaching her a little bit, although she doesn't need a ton of help from me. She is just naturally very funny. I mean, she has two very talented parents, so it's not really a surprise to me that she is as talented as she is. But she's really carving her own path. And I feel I'm happy for her because she has such amazing parents that are like so nurturing and supportive and, you know, letting her do the things that she wants to do and try. And luckily they have this amazing community of people that they are letting help with all of the things that Ellie wants to try and do. But it was just great. It's been great spending time with her. It was great to spend the afternoon with her. Of course, I had to get her on the podcast and talk about this because tonight we are having her debut, her comedy debut on my Women Aren't Funny show in Saratoga at UPH. If you don't know what that is yet, go to my website because I talk about it all the time. And if you're new to the podcast, I'm not going to put the other people through that because I really try not to repeat myself. I know I say that even though I have many, many times. Imagine if I didn't try, how bad it would be. Metroland is coming along great. We are looking to start printing pretty soon, which I'm pretty excited about. I'm ready to start hiring some people, which I'm also pretty excited about because that means that I might be able to get some sleep one of these days. Lots of fun stuff happening. I'm doing press conferences, which I think might be fairly new. I mean, I don't know. I've been interviewed before, so it all seems like one of the same. I'm going to go back on the news this Friday on WTEN at 9 o'clock in the morning. Making new friends, doing all sorts of things. Also, if you go to the Metroland website, you will see that we are now taking donations. There are different levels of sponsorship, and we are a nonprofit, and I've met with several other nonprofits right here in the Blake Annex to see how I can help them in their endeavors. And so know that this money is going to go to a good place and not just to my Amex bill. I'm hiring... I'm going to be able to pay the writers that have been volunteering their time so far. They are amazing. I have the best team. They really covered so well for me when I went out of the country, and they're just kicking ass, and I can't wait to give them some money and work with some of these beautiful nonprofits that most of the offices here in the Blake Annex. I'm here after hours, too, so they're cleaning up right now. So I might cut this short because that was the sound of a garbage can being rolled angrily through the halls. they're not used to people like me staying here till the middle of the night. It's not the middle of the night. Anyway, so we are going to focus on helping small businesses and nonprofits and get this paper up and running and get it where it needs to be. And, we're going to be selling ads and doing sponsorships and doing events with people and stuff like that. But there's just going to be like cool ways to kick in and be a patron and be a sponsor. So go to themetroland.com and check that out. And if you're on the social media, it's Metroland Now on all the social platforms. So check us out there too. But in the meantime, let's talk to my new BFF, Ellie Friday Holman. We'll be right back with the Mistress of None.
You're listening to the Mistress of None podcast with Erin Harkes.
All right. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Mistress of None. This is Erin Harkes, and my guest today is Ellie Friday Holman. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for being a guest on my show.
Happy to be here.
All right. We are actually at your house today.
Yeah.
Because we just worked on a little something. Ellie is trying her comedy debut this week, and I've been helping her a little bit, but let's let the people get to know you a little bit before that. Ellie, you're 11 years old.
Yeah.
You're in sixth grade.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about yourself beyond that.
Okay, I play the drums, and I really enjoy playing the drums. I really enjoy music. I play clarinet. I've been attempting to play guitar. It just doesn't quite work out so well.
Are you enjoying it at least?
Kind of, yes. And I really like acting as well.
Okay.
Yes.
Anything beyond that, or is it all pretty much like arts and theater kind of stuff?
Pretty much all arts and theater kind of stuff. And school. Yeah. That's all right. My schedule.
Well, some of you may know Ellie comes from some pretty amazing local stock, we could say. Tell us a little bit about who your parents are.
My parents are Lori Friday and Kenny Holman. They are in a few bands that you may know: Super 400, Get Zep, and Family Tree. Family Tree plays at Putnam Place every Monday night.
Look at, they got you plugging it already. They got you trained to plug their gigs. I love it. That's awesome. I mean, do you get a lot of people that ask you stuff about your parents?
Yeah. They mostly say, oh, yeah, before they said you were their daughter, I knew you were their daughter. You have your mom's eyes and your dad's chin.
Do you believe them?
Yes.
Yeah?
All yes.
Right. So do you think you look like one of them more than the other?
I think I look like my mom, but I have my dad's hair.
You do have your dad's hair, for sure. Yeah, I think you're a good combination of the two of them. What's it like, you know, having parents that are, you know, such rock stars?
It just feels so normal to me because I just grew up with it. And I don't really know how it's different from everybody else because I can't, like, it's just normal for me. I feel like it's really fun and special, but it's just like, if I were someone else, I would know. If I could be me for a day and I was someone else, I would know. But I just don't think it's any different.
Yeah, because that's all you've known.
Yeah.
But I'm sure, like I said, a lot of people have to bring up to you that, like, you know, it is really special. I mean, I know you've gotten to do some pretty cool things. Go on the road with them a little bit to some of their shows. You guys went to Mile of Music in Wisconsin this summer.
Yeah, Appleton.
Was that fun?
Yeah, it was really fun. I got to listen to all the bands. It was awesome.
That's great. See, that's good that you get, like, exposed to things like that. That's definitely different than most kids, so that's got to be pretty cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's really fun.
Nice. Now, you've also gotten to sit in with them at some shows where you've played drums with them. What's some of, like, the best shows you've gotten to play with them?
I have played with Get Zep at the Cahoes Music Hall, and I feel like that was the best show because there was, like, 500 people there, and I just felt really special, and it was really fun. I think I played When the Levee Breaks by Led Zeppelin. Yeah.
That's impressive.
Thank you.
I've never seen you do it live, but I've seen a lot of videos, and it's always very, very impressive. So would you say that drums is your favorite instrument?
By far, yeah.
All right. You know, it's cool that you're trying other stuff, but you can also just stick with drums if you want to, you know?
Yeah, I think I might.
I mean, it's obviously very cool to branch out, and luckily you have a couple of really good teachers built in here. You also mentioned acting. You enjoy acting. Tell us a little bit more about that.
I do. I really enjoy acting. I am in a few theater groups, such as the Young Actors Guild. It is amazing. You should totally go there, people.
Where is it?
It is in Cohoes.
And is it right at the Cohoes Music Hall, or?
It's not at the Cohoes Music Hall. It's, sometimes they do shows at the Cohoes Community Church, and sometimes they do shows at Tamarack. They just started doing shows at Tamarack. It's really awesome there. And I'm involved with Park Playhouse.
Very cool.
Yeah, I'm being a traitor to YAG.
Is this a scoop? Is this an exclusive?
Yeah, this is exclusive.
All right. We know that she's a traitor to YAG.
But don't tell anybody.
Well, they're going to hear it. You want me to take that out?
It's okay. Just make sure Mary doesn't hear any of this.
I don't know who Mary is. But
Mary
I'll...
is the founder of YAG. She's been doing YAG for like 40 years.
Well, I don't think she would mind that you're trying some other stuff if you still really love YAG, right?
Yeah, YAG is like my home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got to understand you're going to try a couple of new things here and there.
Yeah, and I do the school plays. Yeah. Right now I'm doing Annie Jr.
Okay.
I'm Miss Hannigan.
Wow. That's a big role.
Thank you.
When is that going to be performed?
November 22 and 23.
And where will that be?
Troy Middle School.
Troy Middle School. Is that open to the public?
Yes, it's free.
Very free?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll have to make sure that people know about that so they can go see you play Miss Hannigan?
Miss Hannigan.
Miss Hannigan. That's awesome. So you, what, like, you had a blog called Ellie Everywhere. Is that correct?
I did, yeah.
And what are some of your favorite things you got to write about?
I really liked interviewing different musicians. I got to interview Jody Stevens from Big Star.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, he is amazing. He's a really nice guy.
Very cool.
His favorite movie is The More the Merrier. Yeah, it's an old movie. Yeah, that's one of the questions I asked him on interview, just spilling that out to the public.
Cool. Do you come up with all of your questions beforehand, or do you just do banter back and forth?
I come up with them beforehand, but I like to kind of make up the conversation as
that's
it goes.
Good.
Whatever happens, happens.
Like I'm doing?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So the next thing that Ellie is trying is?
Comedy.
Comedy.
Yeah.
What made you want to start comedy?
It was just one day I was in my room and I was just like working on my story. I'm writing a novel, guys.
Oh, she's an author as well. All right.
Yeah. I have 170 something pages.
Wow.
And my mom came in and she was like, Ellie, Aaron Harks asked me if you would like to do a comedy show at UPH. And I was like, sure. When is it? And she was like, sometime in September. I was like, yes, I'll do that. Because it just sounds really fun. And it's on Wednesday.
Well, she did actually. I didn't just come up with that out of the clear blue sky. Just so you know, she did mention that you were very funny and that you had written some funny stuff. And so that was where we had talked about it probably over a year ago. I think we were talking about it a little bit. And so I thought, why not? But I was really glad that you were into it. You're very brave to want to try these things. I think that's very cool.
Thank you.
Do you think? You won't know until after you get on stage, like how much you really enjoy it. But I have a feeling that you're going to be really hooked on it because that's what happened to me. It's just really, it's a lot of fun to do. It's so different than music. It's so different than acting. It's really a lot. Are you excited about it?
I'm really excited. I think it's going to be really fun.
That's so great. I'm so happy. Like, okay. So you obviously have a full plate of things coming up. You've got a play, you've got music, you've got comedy. If there were any other thing that you could do, what would it be?
I would probably, right now, if I could do anything in the world, I would go to Florida and swim in the ocean because I really like the ocean.
Okay.
If I could do anything, like, accomplishment-wise, I would run a marathon.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you run at all now?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
And you like it?
Yeah, I do like running.
You are a very ambitious young lady. I appreciate that very much. That's so great. So, all right, so we've got a marathon, comedy show, a novel. Are you going to ever start your own band?
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you sing?
I do sing. I do.
Do you sing in like a choir at school or?
Yes.
Do you sing on your own?
Not. I don't do like singing shows or anything like that.
Do you sing like backup with your mom and dad?
I did sing backup on one of their albums. I did.
How old were you?
Honestly, I think I was 9.
9. Did they pay you?
No. Unfortunately.
Do you want me to get you an attorney so that you can get some child labor laws and make sure you start getting paid for? You're going to get paid when you do the comedy show, just so you know.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And then, you know, now we're going to have to establish a contract with your mom and dad for every time they try to bring you on stage. I'm going to spoil you for them.
Yay. That would be great.
I'm kidding. I adore your parents. I've known them for a very long time. And I am not at all surprised that you are a product of them. You have very cool parents. And I think that's awesome. But you are very cool in your own right. So what would your dream job be?
I want to be an artist and I want to live in New York City.
Okay. Like a visual artist, like painting?
Yeah.
Do you paint now?
I do paint.
Jeez. Okay. This may be an easier question. What don't you do?
I don't bike. That's what I don't do.
Okay.
Yes.
I bike. Do you want a bike?
Not really. Like, I enjoy biking. I just don't bike. I don't think that I have biked, like, actual biking once this year because I'm just just really busy.
This might be the only person that's busier than me. That's insane. That's great, though.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that's a full workload. And you are in sixth grade.
Yes.
Outside of the artistic stuff, what's your favorite class?
My favorite class outside of the artistic stuff is, I really don't like math and science. I just don't like that. I would say probably ELA. I like ELA.
What's that?
ELA.
What's ELA?
English Language Arts. Yes.
All right. And is that just like literature and stuff, or is that?
Yeah.
You get to do creative writing in that?
Yeah.
See, I knew we'd get back to the arts anyway. We don't need math and science, right?
Yeah, seriously. We have calculators.
That's it. They make a joke, though, for people our age. They said when we were in school, they would say, you know, it's not like you're going to have a calculator in your pocket when you get older. And now they're in our iPhones. And we're like, well, yeah, yes, we do. So
yeah. That's
a big joke that was going around in a meme. Now, do you play any sports?
I do. I play basketball. And I think I might try tennis.
All right. With all your free time? Well, that's awesome. I'm very, I think that you got a lot going on. I think that's great. Do you think you want to get your own podcast someday?
Sure, that would be awesome. I just don't know how to do all the computery mumbo jumbo thingies.
Well, I think I can show you. It's if I can figure it out, anybody can figure it out, honestly, because I'm not very good at it either. So, but you seem to be a quick learner, so I bet you could do something like that. And I don't know if your parents told you, but I just started back this old magazine that used to be around back in the day. We saw one of your parents' covers on the bathroom wall. We got that's the Super 400 bathroom. It's very cool with the...
Yeah, it's like a gallery of my parents. It's all in the bathroom. Just...
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. It's just, that's the only room that was available for art viewing. And the other rooms are just available for art viewing. Like, there's some guitars hanging up on the wall.
All right.
And some paintings, but I feel like all the art gallery, history, museum-y stuff should be in the bathroom because people can just admire that. And the bathroom is a really small room, so you just have to look at it.
I would like to ask them why they chose that room, but I like your explanation. I think that's pretty cool. If you ever want to see a Super 400 gallery or a shrine.
Or a museum.
That's great. So I was hoping that if you were interested at all in bringing back your blog, if you would like to bring it back for Metroland, we would love to have you.
That would be amazing.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, you heard two scoops here. One, she's cheating on Yag. And two, she's going to be a new contributor to Metroland. We're going to bring back Ellie Everywhere. I would love to have that.
Yes.
Awesome. Who would you like to interview if you could interview anybody?
If I could interview anyone in the world, I would interview Jimmy Page.
Okay.
But he's kind of a hermit now.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
My husband and I were just in Scotland and we drove near where his house was. You can't get very close to it though.
Yeah.
For obvious reasons.
Yeah.
All right. Who else that you think like isn't a hermit that you might be able to? That's a really cool answer, by the way.
Thank you.
Who else would you like to interview?
Okay, so I would probably interview. Let's see. I gotta say, for musical purposes, I would probably interview my dad.
Aww.
Because he's just like a really guitar-y guy.
Okay.
Yeah, he knows a lot of guitar.
Well, maybe we can set that up.
Yeah, I've interviewed my mom, but not my dad.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
I was wondering why you only picked your dad. Like, you know, I was like, you know, your mom's pretty cool too, but
yeah,
that makes sense. So you've already interviewed your mom. So why don't we interview them both together and you can ask them why they haven't paid you for all the times you played with them.
Of course. The pain, the horror.
We won't tell them the questions beforehand. We'll just set them up. It'll be a whole gotcha moment. What do you think?
Yeah, that would be great.
That's awesome. All right. If there's anything else that the folks should know about Ellie Friday Homan, what would it be?
I am going to be an actress when I grow up.
All right.
An actress / writer / artist. And either, if I can't live in New York City, I'll live in, like, Puerto Rico.
Okay.
Yeah. Or well, California.
Have you been to Puerto Rico before?
No. I just think it's really cool.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And where in California?
Probably a little house on the outskirts of Los Angeles. So I don't be like in the big city part of it, just kind of in the outskirts of the big city.
That's where it's at.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Well, you've got some big plans and I'm impressed and I could see them all happening for you. You're a very impressive young woman and thank you so much for doing the podcast. And thank you for trusting me to help you with the comedy. I think that we're going to have a really good time on Wednesday. Are you excited?
I'm very excited. Very excited. Yeah.
You're going to crush it. You are awesome. Thank you so much for coming on, and I look forward to working with you and talking with you more.
You too.
All right. Thanks, Ellie.
Thanks, Aaron.
This has been the Mistress of None. I am Aaron Harks with Ellie Friday-Homan, and we will be right back.
You're listening to the Mistress of None podcast with Aaron Harks.
Welcome back. That was Ellie Friday-Homan, Mistress of None, making her comedy debut tonight at Universal Preservation Hall in Saratoga Springs, 7:30. There are still some tickets available, though I'm hoping by the time you hear this that we're sold out. Who knows? Try anyway. We'd love to see you there. It's going to be such a fun show. We got Ashley Morris coming up, who is, you know, one of my favorites. I get to work with her every so often, and she always puts on such a great show. And she's bringing on Jill Wiener with her, also from New York City. It's just going to be a great show beginning to end. It's a great show every month. And if you haven't seen it yet, you're really missing out. The room is such a cool room, a great space. And the crowd has always been piping hot. So it's just such a good time beginning to end. I hope you'll join us. Go to aaronharks.com for more info. Check out the Metroland at themetroland.com. You know what to do. We'll see you out. This has been the Mistress of None. Thanks so much for tuning in. We will see you next week. And take care of one another. Like, follow, share, all that bullshit. I love you all. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Mistress of None podcast with Aaron Harks.